listening to the Capture Paranormal Podcast.
Greetings and welcome to Paranerd Talk, presented by Capture Paranormal. My name is Jason, we have Bryce, we have John, we have Nikki, and we are here today to discuss a topic that was voted on by our friends over at facebook.com/CaptureParanormal, and that would be Ouija boards. So a little bit of history here, a little thing just to start off here. So although similar methods were first mentioned in documents found from China in 1100 AD, the Ouija board was created and named in Baltimore, Maryland in 1890. Businessman Elijah Bond had the idea to sell boards with planchettes, much like the ones found today. In 1901, an employee of Bond named William Feud took over the production and called them Ouijis, which he claims is a word he learned from the board, which means good luck in ancient Egyptian. In pop culture, the Ouija board has become predominantly tied to horror tales, where spirits and demons use the board to contact the living, and or use it as a portal to enter the living realm. The term Ouija is a trademark of Hasbro Incorporated. So, getting started here, is any of you guys actually used one of these Ouija boards before?
Nope.
Yep.
No? Yeah.
Yeah, kind of, somewhat, sort of.
I have when I was a kid, maybe like once or twice, if I don't remember really, though, anything of substantial coming out of it. But
nope.
Thanks for joining us today.
And set it up. This was in a house, I've talked about it before. This house was extremely active. We got EVPs there that were clear and concise and directed to us, and we could hear footsteps, and I was able to even go back historically and find the people who actually lived in that house, that died in that house and had haunted the house. Used the Ouija board there. Nothing happened.
Nothing.
Didn't even budge.
John, you kind of mentioned that you may have partaken in one of these.
Yeah, it didn't do anything for me. I've seen people get answers out of it, but...
Well, these things have become a big deal in the paranormal world. Like, I know of I don't know them personally, but I know of investigators that use these during their paranormal investigations at homes and stuff. Which, I mean, it depends the way you look at it, right? You can look at it as it's a board game, like you said, trademarked
Brothers.
By Hasbro. Like, or it's, you know, if you look at it the way of being a portal to hell or whatever, you know, it's all about how you look at it, whether you get anything of evidence, like any type of evidence out of it, is another question. I mean, like I said, I've only used it a couple of times when I was a kid. Nothing really happened as far as I remember. I know when I brought these Ouija boards out today to be displayed, Nikki, you kind of had a little bit of an issue with this. Can you explain why you kind of had leery thoughts about these Ouija boards?
I've never touched a Ouija board personally, and it actually stems from my mom. My mom refuses to have an Ouija board in the house, and I did try to get a hold of her to find out the whole story. She won't talk a lot about it, but she refuses to have a Ouija board in the house. And my grandparents, even still, they talk about something that happened on this boathouse island thing that mom and her friends were using this Ouija board. And it was pretty crazy, I guess. And I guess a boat flipped over, and like it was just like all of a sudden this like, and again, environmental, you know, the storm comes rolling in, so you don't quite know the whole story. But but my dad did try to bring one in the house, and my mom like absolutely flipped out. And my mom is not a person to like be over dramatic or nothing like me at all. She literally just was like, get it out of the house, it can't be in the house, it can't be in the house. And she was just like, the look of fear in her eyes, it was just like, okay. And again, this happened when she was a kid too, so you know, it could be a whole lot of other things. Suggestion of the mind, you know, they're all doing this thing, the storm comes up, they might be thinking something, you know, and it was nothing, you never know. But I will let you know once I find out the story, and if it's that good, I'll tell it to you. But it was, so I honestly haven't touched it. I've had friends that ask me to, and I think, why mess with fate kind of thing if it is a gateway? But at the same time, you can almost use, if people are using it for paranormal investigations, you can almost say the same thing. It's like an EMF reader or video. It's just like something else that is trying to communicate. But I don't know. Do I believe in it? I don't know, but I don't want to try it. How about that?
I just find that there's that one meme that floats around on the internet that's pretty funny, how it says you got to be 19 to drink, but 8 and up to
use some of the demons. Some of the demons.
Yeah, so I guess it goes back to your own personal thoughts on it. I mean,
would you use one now?
Now?
Because you've only used it a couple times as a kid. So
yeah, well, I probably would. I would.
You wouldn't have a problem?
I don't think I'd have a problem using one.
Okay.
The thing with it is it uses one of the theories, but it's probably one of the more sound theories behind it, is that it's called the idiometer effect, where we would be sitting down using it, and it's like felt on waxed plastic or cardboard or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it moves very smoothly, and it just takes the slightest mm-hmm. movement in order to move it. And it's very, very, very easy for somebody to either consciously or subconsciously move it mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. where you want it to go. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wouldn't see that it's in any way beneficial to any kind of investigation. Mm-hmm. You have to have two people that you implicitly trust who you know would not do anything to tamper with it. Right. And that's exactly what happened in my case was, I was sitting with my ex-wife, implicit trust between the both of us that we were not going to alter this in any way. And we sat there for a half an hour with our fingers on the board, and it didn't budge. Mm-hmm. But we know that house had activity in it. We knew the names. I would call out the names and tell them to move this. Would not budge in mm-hmm. any way. So,
and even too, just touching back on what you said in a podcast or two before about, you know, when you put the recorder down, and even subconsciously thinking, I'm putting the recorder down, you actually yes. said it.
Yeah.
So it's almost the same thing. It's like, oh, you know, subconsciously, yes, 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 yes. And then all of a sudden your finger just kind of moves, yes, because that's what you're kind of hoping it says or
exactly.
something like that. So
exactly.
it's not even, you know, it's meant to be, but just, yeah.
Yeah. So it would get to, you know, how freaked out do you want to get is how freaky the it gets or... So
how do you explain the whole candle, you know, and they're always asking like, oh, if there's a spirit here, like raise the candle and then the candles will start.
That's,
you always find that with the Ouija boards.
Yeah. And that goes back to, let's say Harry Houdini was a big, proponent against that goes back to table tipping and stuff. And there would be, he was a master debunker of this. He would go out to these psychics that would claim to do table tipping and join in on their seances, and then the tables would start to lift up and stuff like that. He'd pull the table up.
Find the little guy under there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a lot of times it would be like they would have a bar attached to their right. waist that they would just kind of lift shift. It up, and then and then it would shift the table. So.
Just the knee thing or something.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Huh.
Harry Houdini is always one of my heroes because of the stuff that he did like that.
Yeah, I had no idea he did do debunking.
Yep.
That's crazy. I mean, I'm going to have to research more about this.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
Crazy. Look at that. Learn something new about Ouija's. And...
So why do you think, like, in today's society, I guess in pop culture, they've kind of portrayed the Ouija board as this portal for demons to come out and attack people, like you've seen all the movies and, well, The Exorcist and like
yeah.
even the movie
some
Ouija.
Some people want to believe it. Mm-hmm. And again, the movies, you know, making it out to be so people just want to believe that it's something that
yeah.
could be real or prove. And it's again, like it goes back to the
psychic
Parker
Brothers
thing
wanted some product placement in a movie. The Exorcist said, hey, we're making this movie. And they said, hey, this fits perfect. So. Yeah.
And it goes back with the psychic stuff, too. It's like, you know, that, you know, maybe it's just somebody just like that peace of mind, or, you know, just wants to believe that this is a way of communicating with the spirits and beyond and stuff. So, you know, I think most people generally do try the Ouija with good intent of trying to communicate with a loved one or something like that. I don't think most people go out saying, okay, we're getting this Ouija board because, man, we are bringing up the devil tonight kind of thing. So
edgy teenagers might do
exactly,
that.
Exactly. In the cemetery and everything else. But the full moon, the blood moon and whatever, and the sacrificing the virgin. But, you know, in most cases, I think I've always heard that, you know, everybody just kind of, oh, I want to get in touch with the grandma, or like, you know, when in high school, all the kids, you know, we always had that one friend that, you know, passed away or something, you know, we want to get in contact with them, you know, that kind of thing. So it's sad that it kind of went, you know, automatically to that demon aspect. And I think, again, TV is and movies are to blame for that. Yeah. That has become like this, essentially a porter for
so when demons. So when, say psychic mediums or whatever come in to a client's house or whatnot, and they use one of these boards to contact their family members, is this just a big ploy to make some money?
I would say if I had a medium come into my house with a Ouija board, they would be getting their ass kicked out as quickly as possible.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. I would actually probably call them a fraud.
Yeah. Because there are other ways of divination that are more sound.
B, if you
less
are
less hokey.
Well, yeah, less hokey, more sound, and the fact that if you call yourself a psychic medium and you truly do have psychic medium abilities, you don't need this in order to fulfill the job. And I think that, you know, true psychic mediums that are actually truly good at their job don't need these toys, really, or these props to truly do their job. And generally, those are the ones that are very accurate.
So, you know, how do you feel, though, that people are going in using Ouija boards and saying, oh, I'm talking to your late grandmother.
I think
she says this, she says that. Like,
yeah, that's
I'm shocked that even people do that.
Yeah.
And the case that we just finished up, there was a lady that came in with a Ouija board. Personally, to me, you know, it's like, you're not credible.
Well, in that case, she had the children using the Ouija board.
You know, and that's even worse. You know, to me, I mean, I don't like Ouija boards, the fact that they're sitting in my house right now.
You were a little hesitant when
I was very hesitant. I'm not exactly, as long as the covers stay on, I will be not quite so upset. But I'm not comfortable around them. I don't particularly like them, but I find that people.
Why though? Because there's a reason. There's a reason why it says 8+ on there, but you're afraid of opening the box.
I think it comes down, for me anyways, personally, it comes down to the belief system. And also, if you look back at a lot of the cases that we have done over the years, a lot of them have a history of Ouija boards. And I think that a lot of it has to do with the people who use them's personal beliefs and belief in the Ouija board in order for it to function. And, you know, I don't believe in them, so to me, that'll never move. Never. But I have seen it move. You know, when I've had friends who have used it, you know, and I trust them explicitly, you know, and I was leery at the time about it when I watched them do it, I have seen it move. But I've also done a lot of cases, you know, since that time, because I was young at the time, where, you know, you get into the case, well, yeah, you know, we used a Ouija board and then, you know, everything spiked. You know, or, yeah, we used a Ouija board years ago, or, you know, we had friends that brought one over and, you know, we're finding, you know, more activity or new activity or stuff like that. Not necessarily demonic or anything. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't tied to the Ouija board. I don't know, and I don't think I'd be ever able to prove it. But to me, it's just kind of a thing. If you have enough faith in it, then yes, you know, I mean, maybe you can, you know, to open something or communicate or something like that. To me, there are better ways to do it, because I think that you know, you can, you're leaving yourself wide open, I think, at that point, to whatever's kicking around the area that can come in and say hi. That's the way I feel about them. I don't particularly trust them.
Oh, we're taking a break now to use our Ouija board to call upon the spirits of saving money.
And it's telling me if you're listening to this podcast right now, there's a good chance you're a fan of the paranormal, whether it be Bigfoot, UFOs, black-eyed children, whatever. So head over to paraboxmonthly.com and sign up today for your monthly subscription program. In the Parabox, you'll receive a paranormal-related t-shirt different every month. One month you could get an alien shirt. Another month you could get Sasquatch. Who knows? It's random every month. As well as the t-shirt, you'll receive clues to a mystery that, once solved, could get you free merch. That's right, you could be getting free merch by solving the mystery of the month. And I'm going to let you in on a secret. If you go to paraboxmonthly.com right now, sign up for your subscription, and use the code CAPTURE during your checkout, you're going to receive 10% off of your order. That's right, use the promo code CAPTURE, and you'll get 10% off of your Parabox Monthly order. So what are you waiting for? Head over to paraboxmonthly.com and enter the code CAPTURE, and you'll be receiving some awesome paranormal swag.
Well, looking at the skeptical side of things, there's several scientific claims that dispute Ouija boards. Those include heat from your fingertips causing it to move, mm-hmm. or unintentional conscious manipulation, unconscious muscular exertion. These are kind of what science and skeptics have proclaimed as to how these things move, and mm-hmm. How do you think that factors in? Mm-hmm.
For me, being skeptic, I have to say that as soon as there is any kind of rational probability of how something might be considered paranormal, as soon as you find anything, any one thing that might be a rational explanation for it, it's not paranormal anymore. There's now a rational explanation for it. So like I said, with the Ouija board, the illuminator effect, or even just the heat from it, those being a probability, then that would dismiss any claims from it. If you could get two robots to touch it, and it started moving on its own.
Right.
And there was no other outside interference on it whatsoever, and it was moving, then I would say there's something there. But you'll never see that happen, so.
I
could say probably a computer glitch and just need it moving. Yeah.
to me personally, okay, you know, I agree with what you're saying. To me personally, though, set it on the table, put the thing there, and leave a camera running on it. Mm-hmm. If that thing sits there and moves on its own,
absolutely.
Put a list of typed questions.
Right.
Yep. Or you can be able to ask the questions.
Is there anybody here with us? Put it on a computer screen where you can just type the question to it. Video monitor. If that thing turns around and goes to yes on its own, there's nobody in the house, there's no strings attached, there's no fishing line, no of that crap.
Mm-hmm.
If that thing turns around and starts answering questions on its own, okay. Yep. You know, then we
then
have
then there's something going on.
Then there is definitely something going
but
on.
But you will never, ever, ever see that happen.
I highly doubt it.
You see it in movies. And that's the thing.
You see it in movies.
You see it in movies. Okay. And that's the other thing, too. Is like, if you can't, if it should, if exactly, if there is a spirit or anything like that, it shouldn't have to have my fingers and your fingers and every one person that gives it its energy or whatever. If it's there and it can spin that thing around, it should be able to do it on its own.
I mean, it doesn't, shouldn't require human interaction.
Yeah, I agree. If that should start moving, I would agree. I would believe
if I saw that video on YouTube,
I wouldn't believe it.
I wouldn't believe it. because you can digitally alter.
Yeah, that's true. And that's the problem with damn technology.
Yes.
Yes.
You don't even need to digitally alter. You just put like a magnet underneath.
Even as a person yourself, if you were the one, if we decided to do it or something like that in a controlled area and, you know, like two of you guys were sitting in the room, there was absolutely nothing. We all know that. And if that thing moved, then okay.
All right, so let's just break this out real quick.
No. Me and John's out of here.
I will be coming down to cleanse this house, and I already just did that. So,
so
maybe on another episode at another place, we'll try it.
Yes. We'll do really it at your house.
Yeah.
Anything with human contact interaction always has the potential for error.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that could be...
For error or any kind of manipulation, like deliberate... Either deliberate or
unintentional.
There was another one my sister got me. This is kind of a little trinket a while ago. It was a pendulum, and I've seen mediums use these before too. And it's essentially the same thing where you hold your hand over a board and you ask it questions and it'll move to...
John, I've seen you use that before.
I use a pendulum as a form of divination, but I don't use it over a board.
Right.
Now, there are a new thing that I found, which I don't think Jason's aware of, spirit boards or something like that, and all it is basically a different version of a Ouija board. Everything is virtually laid out the same, except they put an animal face print on the back of it instead, and they called it a different name. It still has A to Z, 1 to 0, yes and no. And it's basically the exact same thing as a Ouija board, except because it's not Ouija.
Yeah.
It's not controlled by Hasbro or whoever owns this one, Parker Brothers or whatever.
Yeah, well, I think this one here is not either.
How's your French?
There's probably a bunch of different companies that put them out now.
Peach's Toys.
I figured somebody... There is a trademark.
Papa's Toys.
And that one glows in the dark. So you're getting pretty serious now.
This is the one actually I have at home right now.
In case the ghosts are blind.
Yeah.
I can't find it.
Yeah.
It's upside down.
No, that's it right there. It's Papa's Toys. So obviously Parker Brother Hasbro hasn't gotten around suing these people yet, but
they will now after they see this
your
podcast.
Your cease and desist order is on its way.
Yeah. But no, I have this exact one at home and nothing. Those pendulums too, like again, even just the slight move of the arm can cause it to swing in certain directions. Even if you're doing it subconsciously.
Sometimes, like, there is some sway to it. Because I do use it, and I do believe in the pendulum. At certain times, it's to me, a very valid tool. But when you... I mean, there is a certain movement to it. But when you start getting it, and it's, you know, it's moving in a circle like this, and your hand's not moving... You know, or it's swinging, it'll go from a circle to a straight back and forth, and your hand hasn't moved, you know.
Yeah.
How do you explain that?
See, I feel that Bryce here would be...
Which I've seen on occasion, too.
Right. I mean, I can go get mine, and, you know, we can do it, but...
I feel like you would be kind of the other side of that, where you would look for why it's spinning that way, or why...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, same thing... there's people who use the divining rods.
Right.
Again, that can be it without knowing the pure science behind it.
Right.
Again, like with a pendulum, I would like to see it dangling from
a stand
with nobody touching it. No, you've got it blocked off from any kind of airflow because airflow would disrupt that also. Same thing with divining rods. Put them in some kind of stand, and then you get you need the human energy. Well, you know what? We're in the 21st century. We've got the ability to probably replicate an EM field.
Well, that, no matter how still you hold your hand, you're moving. You're going to be moving at some degree.
Yeah, there is some movement to a pendulum, but when you start getting it into, you know, like a 4-inch diameter circle.
Right,
and it starts to spin in a 4-inch diameter circle, and then you ask a question, and it suddenly just stops, and it changes into a back and forth direction. Your hand hasn't moved. You know, how do you explain that?
You've had experience, so
yeah.
You have the experience.
I mean, I for certain things, I mean, I trust it because it's a quick, easy way to pick up if there's something around. You know, if I don't have, you know, my spidey senses, as you call it.
Yeah.
If I don't have those on entirely, or, you know, I don't really feel like turning them on, it's a pretty easy way for me to, you know, get a few quick answers and carry on.
So the same would go for then the Ouija board too. Is
see to the Ouija though, to me, you're calling for something,
right?
Where, you know, you're looking for something, you know, you're calling out for something to come and give you an answer, right? Where to me, it's the pendulum is a safer means, and you're not calling for something, you know, it's. You're not inviting something to come in,
mm-hmm.
right? Where a lot of the Ouija board stuff, you're inviting stuff to come. You know, you're going out and you're calling for somebody to come and answer you. You know, which can get, in my belief, sandwiches can get very dangerous because, you know, with the right abilities, you can just reach into a different realm and grab something and tear it through, which has happened before, and then suddenly you're stuck with something that you are not looking for and you have no way to put back.
There's got to be some way to science the shit out of it by, like I said, creating something that would produce the same energy
as a human.
Because you can argue, like, if you say, okay, set the pendulum up in a stand and ask it the questions. Put a Ouija board, ask it the questions, and
yeah.
mm-hmm. and then you get the people who are the true believers saying, well, you need that energy. You need the human energy in order for it to do it. Well, we can replicate that. We can create...
With all the technology we have these days.
Yeah.
Science, get on it.
Exactly. And then, again, you go about that experiment of asking that, so you provide, like, a small 0.1 volt charge to this thing and say, okay, do your thing. Mm-hmm. And see what happens.
Now, do you guys know of anybody, say, family members, friends, that have had any type of success with one of these?
Possibly.
Possibly, yeah. You get your mom's story, yeah.
No. What kind of things, John?
We're going way, way back. I mean, you know, we're going back to when Mike's wife and I were kids, really, you know, like 15, 16. You know, they did get answers. I mean, I was obviously extremely skeptical of it because, you know, human interaction and everything like that, I was quite nervous about it. And they're like, hey, you want to join? Nope, I'll sit back here and watch you. I'm quite happy just watching you guys do this because at the end of the night, I'm leaving at anything that's you guys conjured up or whatever, staying here. It's like, you know, I mean, at some point, you know, maybe dive into it a bit further and see exactly what it's all about.
Yeah, the only story I can think of that I've heard was that someone I know was playing it with their friends and there was a picture of a boat on the wall and they were getting these strange answers, and then they noticed the boat on the wall was actually starting to move. But I mean, it's all secondhand. I can't vouch for any of that. But
how much were they drinking?
Well, yeah, yeah. I don't know the circumstances.
You know? Yeah, see, and that's another issue too, you know, it's when you get into, I have to choose my words very carefully, but sometimes there are external factors that can assist mm-hmm. with the aiding of the ability of the mind to perceive things that aren't there.
Mm-hmm. That's a great answer.
Yes. Don't do drugs, kids.
Went around that whole bend there.
Try to maintain my somewhat political correctness. I did put in a new premium filter today, so.
Now, it'd be something, would we be willing as a team, possibly maybe minus one or two members, would we be willing to try and do our own, not necessarily on an investigation, but would any of us be willing to try and do it under our own,
yeah.
like, try and do it, like, even with nobody touching it, and just, like, videotape it and just see if we could do our own
do it.
My thing is with investigations, that if any team uses a Ouija board or an investigation, that's just...
No, I was just thinking, just, like, as a separate, not even, we'll pick a location that none of us live in, and, a garage or something.
We'll do a live video on Patreon.
Yeah.
You can go pledge at patreon.com/captureparanormal. And if you want, we'll do it. We'll use one of these Ouija boards.
Tell you what, if you do, I will even participate in this. So if we can get the money to do it, I will participate in this Ouija thing.
Should we make like a goal of some sort?
Sure.
Let's do like 10 pledges.
Sure.
At 10 pledges.
13.
There we go.
These guys.
I missed the boat on that one.
You totally did.
13. At 13 pledges on our patreon.com/captureparanormal, whether 5, 10, 15, doesn't matter, as long as there's 13 patrons, we will do a, we'll see if we can do it live. I don't know if we can actually do it live. They only give you like 15 seconds. But we'll do a video for patrons only, of us performing, doing whatever.
Doing a couple of Ouija experiments with nobody touching it and with people touching it. See.
And if you want to see me scared shitless, well, then let me tell you.
And you got a diehard skeptic who is convinced nothing will happen. So
you got a skeptic that still believes in it, and someone that won't even touch it.
Yes.
And myself is just like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Whatevs. James comes out of it, that's cool.
What's the worst that's going to happen, right?
Next was, hold my beer.
I think that's a great idea, though. So if we can get to 13 pledges, by the time, video comes out and everything, and people watch it and pledge, we'll do that. We'll get an exclusive video on Patreon.
Yep.
All right, so do we want to...
debunk some stuff.
We're going to do one. Like, we have two boards here, and I don't know if there's any others available. And
we'll go with more of the originally scary
ones. You lost me at the glow in the dark. Exactly. This is the original.
You like glow in the dark?
I feel the heebie-jeebies already from that one. I didn't want to sit over beside Bryce, so...
This one I'm okay. This reminds me
of Monopoly.
I think more evil comes out of Monopoly.
Exactly.
If you want to see true evil, we'll play a game of Monopoly at 26 pledges.
Well, see, go down.
You're going to see the true colors come out.
Pieces awesome. Will be flying, and it may not be paranormal. Sorry, totally off topic.
Cool. Well, I think we covered our opinions on the Ouija boards, and
does our camera
work.
Have any opinions on the Ouija board, or
Mike?
I'm good to go for that experiment.
Okay.
Mike's good to go.
Ooh,
wow. Mike's this is interesting. This is interesting.
Poor Kevin. What's he missed out on?
Wow. Right. I think we got to do that. I think we have to come together as a community and get this going, and we got to do this video.
15 pledges, that's all we need.
Get your pledges in, man. $5.
I'll just make sure the doorways are closed and any of you guys open.
Cool. Well, everybody, thanks for watching. If you're watching on youtube.com/captureparanormal, or if you're listening on the Capture Paranormal podcast, we want to thank you for joining us. Head over to facebook.com/captureparanormal and give us a like. We're going to be having some more polls coming up soon for future Paranerd Talk episodes. Other than that, hit us up on patreon.com/captureparanormal, captureparanormal.com. Thanks for watching, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. For more information on Capture Paranormal, visit captureparanormal.com. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the Capture Paranormal podcast.